Hey there, friends, it's Nick Warren. It's episode 78 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. So let's talk about bleeding necks, shall we? Because for the last couple of days, I've been searching for bleeding necks, basically. So just to go back a bit, you may remember a couple of months ago that I niched my business heavily into story. So moving away from the plain copywriting or the conversion kind of stuff. I moved into story because that's really honestly where my passion lies. And as many of you know, I've been doing a shed load of content about stories and how to tell better stories over the past couple of months. But here's the problem with it. I've been doing it. I've been having a great time. Plenty of people have enjoyed the content. But who do you know who actually has a story problem? You know, no one wakes up in the morning and goes, what I need is a new story or a better story. That's not what happens. People might go, I need to make more sales, and they might go, I need to get my brand sorted out. But again, these things are not, they're not what I call bleeding neck problems. You know, if your neck is bleeding, you're going to do anything you can, right, to fix it. And of course, one of the things I guess we do to some extent as, you know, with whatever we're selling, is that we emphasize the negative aspects of a problem in order to make our solution seem more valuable. And so I've been spending the last couple of days, as I said yesterday, thinking about the kind of the 10,000 foot view of the business and looking for bleeding necks. And I'm still, you know, my aim and my intention is still to sell consultancy around helping leaders, mavericks and misfits tell better stories, you know, stories that build their business, their brand or their personal profile. That's going to be, you know, my core business. But getting leads into that space is tough. It's been tough to do that. So what I'm thinking about is people who are speakers or doing pitches or presentations and that kind of thing, because particularly if you're new at that, obviously it can be very nerve-wracking. And one of the things that story does is really powerful. It allows us to, if we tell a story at the start of a talk, if you're giving a speech at a conference or something, telling a story does three things, right? One, it just gives you a structure. It gives you a way to move towards making your message. And that really is, you know, a lot of what I've been talking about over the past couple of months. Secondly, it engages your audience automatically because we're all wired for story, right? We're all wired to listen to a good story. We want to know what happens. And the third thing is because a good story is sequential, you know, things happen logically, one thing after another, it's easy to remember. And, you know, that can be a really good sort of way to start for someone who's doing a speech who's a bit nervous, because telling a story will be easy to remember. They can get into a rhythm and they can get through that first, you know, that first 5 minutes. I'm sure you've done it. I've definitely done it a lot of times. You stand up in front of, you know, 10 or 20 or 100 or 200 people, whatever it is. And that first 5 minutes, you know, is really tricky. Anyway, that's sort of what I'm thinking. And it's been really interesting to look at this, you know, this business plan from this 10,000 foot view and see, right, it's that page, it's that email nurture sequence, it's that product, and these things link together like this. Anyway, really interesting. And that's it, I think, for today. I'm going off now because it's my daughter's GCSE presentation evening tonight. So we're going to go and see her get all her certificates and give her a massive round of applause and take her out for a meal, which would be lovely. I hope your evening is good too. This is Nick Warren. It's episode 77 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And your story does mean business.